Hello, I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchSMB.com. As enterprise applications delivered via the software-as-a-service model gain wider acceptance in companies, it's the business units, not IT, that are calling the shots, reports our news writer Seamus McGillicuddy. CIOs are frustrated, but business units seem unwilling to let go. Experts say business units have traditionally been the lead on SaaS procurement, since many of these products can exist as standalone applications inside the enterprise. Business units enjoy the speed of procurement and deployment that come with no IT involvement, and until now, IT welcomed the decrease in workload. Our experience has been that the business unit has been the lead all along with SaaS, said Mark Cohen, Vice President of Sagatok Technology. Only recently has IT become involved once they realized the extent to which SaaS has penetrated enterprises, and they were faced with integration issues. Jim Jeffcoat, Recruiting Director at Rexel, a Dallas-based distributor of electrical and datacom components, was a lead buyer of a product from Taleo, a Dublin, California-based vendor of human resources management software delivered to the SaaS model. Jeffcoat adopted Taleo's recruitment management model at his $5 billion company to speed up how his company dealt with hiring new employees. He did this with very limited involvement from his company's IT organization. Jeffcoat said that without IT's involvement, he was able to implement Taleo's product much faster, given that his IT organization had a lot of projects on his plate. He didn't have to get Taleo on a priority list for implementation. He could just do the deal on his own. But Jeffcoat said he will eventually want IT's help with Taleo. There will come a time when he wants the product to integrate with his internal performance management and payroll systems. IT will have to do that work. Rexel's IT department might be ready and willing to quickly integrate Taleo's product when the time comes, but CIOs at some other companies might demand a more rigorous process for procuring SaaS products. A recent survey by Sagatok found that 44% of 250 companies buy SaaS products only after review of business case by an oversight committee consisting of both business users and IT staff. Another 24% will buy SaaS products only if they meet business goals and conform to guidelines pre-established by the IT department. Only 36% of companies buy SaaS solutions without IT involvement. Clearly, a system like this screams bottleneck. SaaS applications are much more prevalent in enterprises than CIOs realize. Compliance has been top of mind for most organizations during the past few years, although many SMBs have been able to skirt the heavy lifting that large public companies must handle, writes columnist Mike Rothman. Yet with the emergence of the PCI data security standard, compliance is front and center for all organizations. Many SMB technologists get analysis paralysis when considering what they need to do to stay on the right side of the compliance gods. So here's the $64,000 question. How do you get to a strong security posture? There are two leading frameworks that will help define at least the categories of assets and controls that need to be implemented in a comprehensive security environment: ISO 27001 and COBIT. These frameworks are very broad and very extensive, yet not really specific. Even though they each lay out a vision of broad enterprise security, there are a lot of ways to get there. Thus, the framework is a start, but isn't going to give you a step-by-step cookbook for what needs to be done. If you are a publicly traded SMB, COBIT will be a good place to start because many SOX auditors tend to have a rather strong grounding with COBIT. Likewise, if your organization has embraced ISO certification, then the ISO 27001 framework could make sense. But you can't sell an auditor on a framework. Rothman goes on in his column to offer a six-step approach to making some good initial progress on your security program. Also on SearchSMB.com this week, be sure to check out the SMB Connection blog, where Seamus weighs in on the risk mobile workers pose to corporate networks, and where I report on the goings-on at VoiceCon, which took place in San Francisco last week. Also available on demand are the expert webcasts, Using NAS to Address Capacity Demand, and 10 Tips for Securing Your Email. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on SearchSMB.com. I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and thanks for listening.